I wouldn't say so. Moving there, I guess there's just an established friend base from people who've been born and raised. So it's, I guess at first it's just initially kind of hard to jump into that, but very welcoming and stuff. So.
Is there any sort of a visible, like, I guess I call it old Roswell community, people whose families have been from Roswell for a long time?
I mean, growing up, I don't feel like there's, I also grew up with people in my neighborhood mostly, so there wasn't really like a old Roswell feel to too many people. I mean, I was friends with the guy whose grandparents owned the land that my neighborhood's on, but really, he didn't really exhibit any of those, like, old Roswell, or it's really not easy to tell who's been there for so long.
Gotcha. Just, like, driving around and stuff, when do you consider yourself not to be in Roswell anymore? Like, just, like, landmarks or roads or something?
Okay. Well, usually, going one way down Arnold Mill, basically when the shopping centers stop, kind of when I start seeing woods and stuff, I realize we're getting out of Roswell. On the flip side, there's a couple, I mean, knowing that my line is, or one of my roads is Alfreda and Roswell, that my neighborhood's off of, I kind of just think of the silos which are across the street as Alfreda. Going down one way on Highway 92, I think of, I guess, Taco Bell, KFC, and Backyard Burger. I almost consider those because those are where I turned to go to my old house in Marietta. So I think of those in East Cobb, I guess, rather. I'm going to the left down 92. Probably there's like Star Time and stuff. I guess I realize that that's not Alfred anymore. Or I mean, Roswell anymore.
How have, I mean, there's kind of a growing Latino community in Roswell. Mm-hmm. And how would you describe that? Is there much interaction or?
I mean, I feel like it really depends. At first, there wasn't much interaction or something. I feel like I kind of, that's one thing that expansion of Roswell kind of recently developed, I guess, is the, it's just been weird kind of having more of a bilingual school in the way of flyers and announcements and stuff being in English and Spanish. I guess usually it's more divided, I guess, in a way. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like I look down upon or it's just kind of a difference. Like sometimes they don't always speak as English as well, or just different interests, or beliefs even.
Tell me what you know about the history of Roswell. And it's not a test, it's just like whatever you happen to know.
History of Roswell. I mean, I took Georgia history in middle school, but relating to Roswell, I know very little. If any.
Yeah. I mean, do you know any historical buildings or anything like that?
I mean, I know historic Roswell is what we call it, which has a lot of more older homes and buildings. I've been to the Chattahoochee Nature Center.